out there about sync licensing. So if you're a music artist or a producer, sync licensing would be a great opportunity for you to collect more royalties and at the same time get a broader fan base. Sync licensing, it's a way for you to get your music heard in movies and games such as Netflix, Rockstar Games, or whatever different gaming companies out there that's looking for music for games or movies to be in the background of different movies. And, you know, there's so many now. You got Apple TV, you got Netflix, you got Hulu, you got just different varieties of streaming platforms. You know, with their own original movies now. So tonight I want to talk about adding your music to a music library catalog, and I'm going to give you the step-by-step guide to get started. So the first thing you really want to do now is find you a publishing administrator, such as SongTrust. I recommend SongTrust. That's who I go through, SongTrust, you know. And not only going through SongTrust, it will also help you at the same time get registered with a PRO, Performing Rights Organization, such as ASCAP or BMI. So that's going to save you a lot of time because SongTrust will register you as a songwriter. And what SongTrust is going to do is going to represent as a music publisher on your behalf, and they're going to allow you your publishing. So that's a win-win situation right there. And they only take 15% out of your royalties as they register your music all over the world, so you can collect royalties wherever your music is being streamed all over the world. So it's a win-win situation. And like I say, sync licensing is a nice way for you to collect extra royalties. I know some of us are working full-time jobs or trying to manage a career, and a lot of times we wanted to focus more on the creative side of our music or our production, you know. And sometimes we just don't make time for it. So I think the sync licensing will help you to manage anything as far as the extra income you need to focus more on your craft, focus more on your career. So I recommend, like I said, just check out SongTrust. They're a good publishing administrator. And like I said, they will help you register as a songwriter if you're not already a songwriter with BMI and ASCAP. So you can go through those guys if you want to. If there's another place you'd like to go to, like TuneCore Publishing, you can check that out as well. But anyway, like I said, there are different music libraries out there. I recommend you to just Google music libraries, find the one that kind of works with you best. So I'm not going to tell you who to go through, but I say give it a shot, give it a chance, use the step-by-step guide, and follow more up on our podcast as we continue to give you different information, how to collect different royalties. This is your man, Paul Gilbert, signing out. Have a blessed day. God bless. About sync licensing. So if you're a music artist or a producer, sync licensing would be a great opportunity for you to collect more royalties and at the same time get a broader fan base. Sync licensing, it's a way for you to get your music heard in movies and games such as Netflix, music for games or movies be in the background of different movies. And, you know, there's so many now. You got Apple TV, you got Netflix, you got Hulu, you got just different varieties of streaming platforms, you know, with their own original movies now. So, tonight I want to talk about adding your music to a music library catalog. And I'm going to give you the step-by-step guide to get started. So the first thing you really want to do now is find you a publishing administrator, such as SongTrust. I recommend SongTrust. That's who I go through, SongTrust, you know. And not only going through SongTrust, it will also help you at the same time get registered with a PRO, Performing Rights Organization, such as ASCAP or BMI. So that's going to save you a lot of time, because SongTrust will register you as a songwriter. And what SongTrust is going to do is going to represent as a music publisher on your behalf, and they're going to allow you your publishing. So that's a win-win situation right there. And they only take 15% out of your royalties as they register your music all over the world, so you can collect royalties wherever your music is being streamed all over the world. So it's a win-win situation. And like I say, sync licensing is a nice way for you to collect extra royalties. I know some of us are working full-time jobs or trying to manage a career, and a lot of times we wanted to focus more on the creative side of our music or our production, you know, and sometimes we just don't make time for it. So I think the sync licensing will help you to manage anything as far as the extra income you need to focus more on your craft, focus more on your career. So I recommend, like I said, just check out SongTrust. They're a good publishing administrator. And like I said, they will help you register as a songwriter if you're not already a songwriter with BMI and ASCAP. So you can go through those guys if you want to. If there's another place you'd like to go to, like TuneCore Publishing, you can check that out as well. But anyway, like I said, there are different music libraries out there. I recommend you to just Google music libraries, find the one that kind of works with you best. So I'm not going to tell you who to go through, but I say give it a shot, give it a chance, use the step-by-step guide, and follow more up on our podcast as we continue to give you different information, how to collect different royalties. This is your man, Paul Gilbert, signing out. Have a blessed day. God bless.